Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. So every day is important in your life, and our guest today on the Big Daily Blend Show is going to tell you that it's important to not only live your best life, but to have a yummy, delicious life. So when we found out that today, January 26th, is National Chocolate Cake Day, I had to say, Shelly Wizen, you got to get back on the show. She's on our show every first Sunday talking about soul diving and doing all kinds of good stuff to help you live your most best life, but a yummy, delicious life. I said, chocolate cake. We've got a recipe that is up on our website, and it is a Hershey chocolate cake. We're going to get there, Shelly. It is amazing. This cake is the Shelly Wizen Killer Hershey chocolate cake. But before we get there, we got to welcome her on the show. How are you, Shelly?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good. That was quite an introduction.
Yeah, that's good.
But hey, we're not perfect, right? Yummy, that's delicious right. Does not mean perfection.
That's
and that's something
right.
to talk about. Because sometimes the cake will fall, but that does not mean you throw the cake out. You eat it, babies. It's still
that's
fine if
right.
it falls.
Well, that's
yeah,
why
what
this
is that?
particular cake is called Killer Hershey Cake, because you can't kill it. Even
what?
If you burn it, you can't kill it. It's delicious. It comes out great, even if you overcook it. I mean, it's nice not to overbake it, but if you happen to overbake it, you can't kill this particular chocolate cake. So that's why it's
Listen,
called Killer
I'm
Hershey.
one of those people who like my toast burnt. Like,
oh, there you,
you
go.
know, I like, okay, raisin, like a raisin bagel, right? Raisin
Yeah.
toast.
Oh, yeah.
I want it burnt.
Good. Yeah,
I
that
want it
sounds
burnt.
Good. Right.
And
Right.
even if I do French toast, I will toast that and then make it into French toast
Right.
and burn it
Right.
first.
Right.
And I
Right.
know it's not good for us, but yummy, delicious.
Yes.
You want it yummy, delicious.
You
You're allowed
want
to
it
do it,
yummy,
right?
delicious. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So before we get into the cake, and I want everyone to know that they can get this recipe on our site, and we'll link to it, everyone, for you. In the show notes, check it out. This is featured in your book, which is How We Met You.
Right.
Literally, like I was looking on our website.
Yeah.
And the article that Linda Kassam wrote about you and met you with your book, What Do You Bring to the Table? A Savory Sensory and Inspirational Guide to Living a Yummy, Delicious Life. She brought you to the show. All of this went down January 18th, 2021. We're on target, girl.
Wow. Look at that.
We've known you for 3 years. This is good. And
that
are
is.
we living yummy, delicious lives? I'd say
Yes.
so.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes my cake doesn't rise, but I still eat it. But this is the book that we all got to know you about, because it's not just a recipe book. It's about cooking and consciousness and just really it's family. And it is about living a yummy, delicious life. So before we get to the cake, can you tell us about the yummy, delicious life? It's not a concept. It's something to be living and
It
doing.
is. It is. Well, the book is a food. I give it a life as a food analogy. I use food as an analogy for living. And in that, I talk about the energy that you bring into whatever you're cooking or baking. I talk about the energy that you have during the day, and then you feel rushed, and there's some happy mindful meditations in there. They're just a few minutes to kind of recenter yourself, so that when you do go into the kitchen and cook or bake, your energy is all cohesive and you feel yummy, delicious while you're doing it. And you don't feel all stressed out and rushed and, oh my God, I got to get dinner on, and, you know, resentful. And you don't really, I mean, I would highly recommend not cooking or baking when you're angry, because that kind of energy just infuses into the food. And you know, when somebody tastes something yummy, delicious, and they go, oh my God, this is so good. And you hear, oh, you can feel, taste the love in it. Well, yes, you can taste the love in it, because the energy of love is infused into the food. And this particular recipe comes in chapter 5, which is called nothing other than love, love, love. And love is the greatest power force in the universe. It is the creative force that creates everything. And it's the energy that it's the gift that keeps on giving. So yeah, we talk about love. We talk about what you bring to the table of your life, and to be able to feel that love and share that love and live it, and be able to have that sense of well-being in every day. That's what I call yummy delicious, because when you have a sense of well-being, then you feel good all over.
Well, listen, I felt like I just ate the cake. Like, seriously, as you're talking, I felt the cake. I could taste the cake.
Yeah.
I tasted sweetness, but not overly sweetness.
Yes.
Like I felt like a perfect balance of life where you have sweet and a good chocolate cake has a little pinch of salt. So it's got a bit of both, right?
You have, salt is the key to bring out the flavor of sweet.
Hmm.
If you don't put salt in it, you won't taste the
sweetness.
Sweet. Like, it'll be too sweet. What it does is it actually, if here's a new word, inflavors the food, especially in baking. You'll always see any of the baking shows, they'll say, must add salt to the sweetness.
Oh, are you trying to tell us we have to have balance in life?
Oh, that's a good one. Good, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we need
now,
balance.
I'm thinking the balance, but then I'm also thinking that the way the world, I know the next, Shelley was in Soul Diving, Sunday show. She's on every first Sunday, everybody on Big Blend Radio. I know we're going to be talking about let's be kind. Like, everybody's angry. We're talking about that, how people are being human.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about your masterclass at the end of here, but I kind of feel like, can we start baking cake as a way to go back to the kitchen table and have a positive, heartfelt conversation between people that maybe people are getting angry and deciding things for each other that they shouldn't? And maybe it's like a cake of forgiveness, a cake of like, let's have unity again. Like, you know how a good pot of tea is that, you know what I mean? Tea does that where, someone's in trouble. The first thing in my family life and in all cultures that I've lived in was like the tea kettle was always the thing. Coffee, not so much. Coffee was always like, you're waking up, that kind of thing. But tea was always like, let's solve the problems. And coffee and tea and cake always go together. Both do with chocolate cake to me.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of feeling like if you had cake, it allows you to stuff your mouth while the other person maybe says something. So you can actually listen. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of feeling like in the world today that maybe chocolate cake would be a way to kind of unify neighborhoods and communities again. I know that sounds altruistic, but I'm just saying.
Well, why not? I mean, you can use any medium to bring people together, music, art, food. All of that kind of crosses cultural bounds and helps to unify people, because we're all humans. We all need to eat. We all eat. We cannot not eat. If we didn't eat, we wouldn't live. So finding recipes and, sharing recipes cross-culturally is a wonderful thing to do. It's a great way to unify people.
Now, if I showed up to your house, and I didn't make your recipe, which actually it's very simple.
It
your
is.
recipe is super
so
easy.
Simple. Yeah.
But if I went and got the boxed recipe and made it and brought you a cake and said, look, man, I don't know what I'm doing, but I just did this, but I want to have like a chocolate cake time with you, would you be mad at me?
Not at all. Not even in the least. You know why?
See?
Because it's the thought. It's the thought behind anything we do. I know that when I buy a card for somebody, I look at all different kinds of cards and I feel that person. Or if I'm buying a gift, I will feel that person and buy the gift that feels right to me for that person. It's the thought behind anything that we do. That's the magic. I get excited when I'm doing something nice for somebody.
I get excited about these shows that we're doing, these big daily blend shows, because they're taking me in places I had no clue about. And I'm going, what the heck are we doing? This is insane. But it's fun. And then I get to have you back on the show, which is fun. And that, you know, but that's the thing. You know, it's about expanding our horizons. And also having that yummy delicious. I want the yummy delicious. And cake is more, you got to be moist. You got to have the chocolate moist. And that, I know people don't like the word moist. And I don't want to get into that, but there's a funny thing about that. But I don't mean to get there. But maybe if we were a little non-dry as human beings in our attitudes, that we would be a lot happier being moist and sweet. Does that sound? You know, that's bad. That was bad, huh? I don't care. I know you don't care either, but it's true. Yeah. It's like, come on, you know, well, pour somebody a glass of water when they're working outside.
Yeah.
And I that's mean, how I look at it.
Yes. Because what you're doing is you're feeding someone's soul, not just their body. When you think about somebody and you're making something yummy, delicious, and that's what's going into whatever it is that you are making, that's what's going to come out of it. So it's what you put in. It's what you get out.
I'm going to go through your recipe real quick. Everyone, this I'm going to have the link in the show notes. It's up on blendradioandtv.com. The Shelley Wizen Killer Hershey Chocolate
It's actually,
cake.
Excuse me for correcting, it's the Shirley Wizen Killer Cake. And that's the that's the other side of this recipe, because it came down from my ex-husband's mother.
She Hello.
This recipe down.
See, this is about continuity without drama.
Exactly.
That's good.
And so I put it in here because it's a fabulous recipe, and who doesn't love chocolate?
We have some editing to do, Miss Shelley. So Shirley gets this. So it's her so this is about passing down from generations, right?
Yes, that's a whole nother aspect of cooking and baking, is we have these wonderful, yummy, delicious recipes that are passed down from generation to generation, and the new generation gets to cook something that somebody 50, 60, 70, maybe even 100 years ago baked or cooked.
Yeah, you know, it was Pie Day the other day, and friends of ours owned Bailey's, not Bailey's, the you know, little liqueur, but Bailey's Palomar Mountain. They owned the resort there, which was their family actually founded it. In the 1800s, Confederate soldiers that went across from Kentucky all the way to California, Southern California, your backyard, near Julian and San Diego. And their family put the first post office, everything. I mean, this is insane. And their family ran it for, like I said, since the 1800s. They had a dance hall, everything. And it was time for the couple that lived there to retire for all kinds of reasons. And so it's a little different now, but I posted Terry Bailey, who's retired now, her video that we did with her of preserves, and her preserves for apple pie filling, because it was Pie Day. And we're not getting rid of the recipe, because I mean, it was passed down from a Bailey's cookbook. Their generational ancestors had cookbooks that they wrote down. And she was so good about this was, she made all these recipes that were from the 1800s. She was so into it. And so I'm not getting rid of the video just because they've retired, you know. It was something so huge and important. And she showed how they did it back in the day. And she's like, I'm sorry, but nothing's changed in preserving apple pie filling, you know. And it was amazing. And she just like this generational thing. And that's why I'm like, I know you've retired, but we're still promoting this recipe, because there's something beautiful about that and how it also makes us look at life. And, you know, we have things now, like I talked about the box cake, and you can push a button and convection ovens, which I still don't understand, but apparently everything cooks really quick now. And I'm still learning. Shelley, we got to talk about that. I don't know what I'm doing with these confection things that just take off and do their thing. But, you know, I think it's really cool to go in the past and look at recipe. I love old recipe, the ancient ones that use lard and real butter. You use butter in this.
Yeah.
You have butter, sugar, eggs, flour, baking powder, salt, Hershey chocolate syrup. Now that gets a little new, but not that new. And vanilla. That's easy. We all
Right.
have that
It's such an
in
easy,
our
it's such
cupboard.
an easy recipe. Yeah, it's such an easy recipe. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
Perfect.
people passing things down is a way to communicate. And
Yes.
how do you when you think about, like you're saying, it's your ex-husband's mom, right? That gave you the recipe. So are you in life, because I know what you do as a transformational life coach. Everyone, ShellyWizen.com, go look her up. That means you had to have some kind of forgiveness or separation of drama to be able to move forward with her recipes and her.
Well,
Yeah.
You know, it's
not to get personal. I'm
yeah,
just
no,
saying.
I mean, we didn't have any drama per se, really, interestingly.
Yeah, I'm just saying for folks to understand that
Yeah.
sometimes you can move forward
Yeah.
and a recipe is a good way.
Yes, a recipe is a great way. It's as I said, it's non-denominational, it's non-confrontational. I mean, it's non, it's a beautiful way to bring people together, is what I want to say.
Oh, I like that. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And okay, so can we have chocolate cake now? And by the way, the song of the day, everyone, is also linked in the show notes. It's, Crowded House. Can I Have Another Piece of Chocolate Cake? It's a good song. A really good song. Yeah, it's a good song. I hear that you have an event coming up, and I didn't know until we said, like, last minute, come on, you got chocolate cake going on in your life here. But tell us what's going on.
So I have a new partner, and we're co-creating and collaborating our skills in coaching. She's also a business consultant and coach and mentor. And so we've decided to pool our gifts and our arts and our talents together and to create. We've got three fabulous speakers on a masterclass. It's a free masterclass coming up February 6th. And we're going to address people in the midlife arena of people who are dissatisfied in their jobs, maybe relationships, maybe taking another look at themselves. It's called Reclaim, Revive, Reignite, Rediscover Your Own Brilliance. And sometimes we get so busy with our lives and our schedules and everything else that we
Oh,
just
we need
get
to have
lost.
a, we need to take a master class with a slice of chocolate cake.
Yes, why not? Why not? Yes. I agree
Well,
with that.
I love that you're on the chocolate cake thing and having this master class, because I think that's the point. Chocolate cake, all the doctors will say, no, 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 no. But I know Dr. Jackie Ubani, our heart health lady on our shows, our cardiologist. She's not a heart health lady. She's a bona fide cardiologist, electrophysiologist, and amazing, amazing smart lady. She'll say, have your cake. But you can't have all of it. You can have a slice, you can be naughty. And she wants you to be, because she's like, you need to take time out. Do you see that in what you do as a life coach, that we're actually pushing ourselves to like silliness, and that we actually do need to almost sit down, even if it's a little spoonful of chocolate cake, if that's all you're allowed to have or whatever's going on? I want the slice. Thank you. I don't care. I tell my friends, like, listen, if I'm on my deathbed, give me acid, because I've never tried it. I'm doing it
All
that point. I
right.
can't get hooked.
Oh,
Yeah,
that,
serious.
definitely. I
Well,
believe.
you're a death doula. You know that.
Yes,
I've talked about this stuff. I'm like, give me every drug except for I'm not injecting things or doing any of that. But
right.
like, I'm going to get high. I've
Yeah.
never been like that. Like, that's, well, I've done other things, but not that. I'm going to trip out. Why not? I'm dying. Who cares? And I'm going to eat as much chocolate cake as I want. But at that point, you probably don't feel like any of it. So
No, you probably
let's eat the chocolate cake.
Eat
But
the
not
chocolate
every
while
day.
you're
But
alive so that you can appreciate it is what you need to do.
exactly. And I think that's the point of Chocolate Cake Day and the point of what you're doing with your masterclass. There is a bond with this.
Yes.
Take time out for yourself to do what you want to do best, but also enjoy the sweetness, and you can't move forward in life unless you know the sweetness of who you are.
That's right. That's another good one. That's
I've
good.
been learning from you, Miss
You're
Shelley.
good. You're a good student.
I am. I've been listening. I've been learning on the shows. Every first Sunday, Shelley's on the show. Learn more and go learn more at ShelleyWisdom.com. Is that the best place for the masterclass?
I will, let's see, I'll need to give you a link. I don't have the link yet for the
Okay.
masterclass.
Well, it's all happening like now. So
yeah.
Anyway, ShelleyWisdom.com. Everyone, just keep up with Shelley there and on social media. That's the best thing.
There you
She'll be
go.
posting on social media
Perfect.
under Shelley Wisdom. And
Yeah.
No matter what, we're going to have cake because we are allowed to have cake and
Yeah.
eat it and
Yeah.
enjoy it and celebrate life. But we can't eat cake every day. But yeah, we can.
We
I don't
could.
care. Thank you, Shelley, so much
Okay.
for joining me on Chocolate Cake Day.
Thank you too. Thank you. All right, honey. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.